Yeah, look, the giant chicken's Boba Fett.
You are beaten. It is useless, Theseus.
Taking one last look, sir, at my friends.
Ah, the giant chicken's Boba Fett. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Thursday night. Welcome to the Cantina Happy Hour. Pull up a stool, grab yourself a drink, and let's talk about some Star Wars. I am your host, David. We are so glad you joined us tonight. With me, as always, is my co-host, Debbie. Debbie, how are you this evening? Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
I did nothing. I touched nothing.
He was offended.
I guess.
I was introduced. Like, how wooed.
I'm telling you.
I'm doing good. I'm very tired. I am ready for this week to be over with.
You and me both. Cam is not with us tonight, unfortunately. He is also suffering from the effects of a very busy week, and he's unable. Chewie's in the back.
Yeah, Chewie has joined us
again,
as per usual.
Yeah, this time it's her face, not her butt.
Give it time.
Andrew was with us as well. I don't know what happened to him. He dropped. Mom must be playing Fortnite at this point. So
I thought they got new internet or something.
I don't know. I don't know. He'll probably be back. My guess is he's going to be back. So all that being said, we've got nothing. I know I've seen a lot of TikToks and commercials for Celebration Tokyo coming up. I'm anxious to see that. I know there he is. I know in the past, and here is, well, maybe.
Oh,
there he is. Can you hear me? He's very, yeah, he's very pixelated.
All right. Am I back?
Yes, yeah. You're back. Kinda. We got you.
And you, okay. Okay.
Kind of.
All right.
How are you this evening, Andrew?
Doing well. About to have some rain, so I might get kicked out a couple more times. I don't know. Well, you will see.
I'm about to date myself. Somebody's using the phone, aren't they? Somebody picked up the phone and heard the beep, beep, and they hung up and you got kicked off. I get it. Andrew turns on his computer and it says, "Welcome, you have mail."
pretty much.
Oh, I was gonna say Andrew may not have been born when that was around. Anyway,
I don't think so.
Yeah. So, Star Wars Celebration Tokyo this year. I'm hoping. I know in the past they've done live feeds over YouTube. They've just done a live to where if you are not fortunate enough to go to Celebration, which Lord knows I can't afford to fly to Tokyo to go to Celebration. So, but you can at least watch it live and you can see all the cool stuff and be jealous of everyone that's already there. And
what's the time difference between them and us?
I want to say, I have no idea. I want to say that they're like right now it is 8:30 Central Standard Time. So I think there it's like early morning of tomorrow. So it's like early morning Friday.
Isn't it like 14 hours? Something like that.
It might be.
I just wonder if I can watch it from work or not.
No idea. Well, usually it's over a Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, Sunday. I know last year in London. Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I remember in London, it was like 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning here when they were doing it.
Yeah, I think I just had my TV on and had it on the YouTube channel the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Hang on. I'm looking it up right now. So right now, Yes, Japan is 14 hours ahead of right now, of me right now.
I'm smart.
So right now it is 8:30 at night, and in Japan it's 10:30 in the morning on Friday. So it's 10:30 Friday morning already. So if you're watching in Japan, you're probably watching us at work, and thank you for watching. Appreciate that. Or you're just watching it because you're watching the recording later. Anyway, so Tokyo, Japan. I'm excited. I wish I could go. Gramillion, I want tickets to Tokyo so I can go to. It's okay. Although I did find out today, and I've been plugging this quite a bit, I will be at Fan Expo in Dallas in June, and they have added the Shatner being there, that's one thing to be in the presence of Shatner, but one of the all-time great actors is going to be there. I'm just going to be, if I could talk to him, I would be so happy. Tim Curry is going to be at Fan Expo in Dallas. I am all kinds of excited. Dr. Frankenfurter, Wadsworth from Clue,
It,
Captain Hook and Muppet Treasure Island. I mean, just a plethora of amazing. He was the voice of, he's done a lot of voice acting.
Wasn't he Hellboy?
For a voice? No, that was Legend. He was in Legend, Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah.
God, I can't even think of what the name of that character was now. In Ferngully, The Last Rainforest, he was the bad guy. So, again, amazing career, amazing actor. He was in a TV movie about Titanic that came out about the same year that Titanic came out. So, again, playing a bad guy.
He was also in an episode where he played a very bad guy on Criminal Minds.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was a good episode.
He's amazing, and we love him, and I'm excited I get to be in the same building with him. So if you're in Dallas, Tim Curry is going to be at Fan Expo. Come see us. It's going to be great. It's going to be amazing. But he voiced the Emperor in the Clone Wars, right?
Yeah. I think he did a few times.
He did a few of the episodes of Clone Wars where he was the Emperor. So, yeah. His Star Wars connection. We're going to keep this Star Wars focus. Look at that. Tim Curry, Star Wars. Amazing. Anyway, let's talk Bad Batch, shall we? So, I was upset and disappointed that this episode ended. And I was upset and disappointed for several reasons. Hi, Kitty! That was a big eyeball.
Oh, Kitty.
She was just all kinds of in the camera on that one.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was
kind of startled me at first.
Yeah.
What you ought to do is go buy you a big
pile of Debbie and then hi.
Just put it on the corner of the room and let her go nuts.
Nah, she still would like to torture and embarrass me.
Gotcha.
On live YouTube.
There it is. There she is. She's like, all right, get back up here. So anyway, again, disappointed and upset that this one for several reasons. One, I didn't want it to be over yet. I'm ready for the next episode at this point. I'm aching and dying because I want to know what happens. But then also too, because I realized when this one was over, I'm like, we've only got one episode left.
This better be an hour long episode because there is just so much to tie up.
Yeah.
I know.
That'd be cool because the first episode was an hour 17. So if they make the last episode an hour something, it's like a full
circle. It'd be nice. I mean, I have to get up earlier, but
have they announced the time yet?
I don't think so.
It's like 2 a.m. our time or central. So I think it's 3 Eastern.
It's run morning. Time.
Oh, idiot.
just because, I mean, they're, and again, another loose end set up in this episode. No time has been released yet.
Yeah, they probably won't until they air it.
The cavalry has arrived.
Oh no, I think I saw it was 20 minutes.
20 minutes. I
saw a posting at the last.
Yeah, you're lying.
About like 25, like in the 20, like 25.
There's no way.
This one was 24 and it was so short.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I thought I
hope not.
I don't know.
I mean, I'd be good with 40 minutes. Just something. Unless that whole 20 minute or 25 minute episode is just going to be boom, 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 boom.
Really? Because you've got, okay. So, by the way, we're talking spoilers. So, if you have not seen the episode, I know there's a lot of places that do 72 hour spoiler bans and blah, blah, blah. Well, it just came on last night. So, we're nowhere near the 72 hour spoiler ban, but we are going to be talking some spoilers here. But let's look at this. You've got, Echo, and he's tied up with what's her name now, trying to rescue the children. Okay.
Yeah.
You've got the Bad Batch running loose on the planet, trying to get into Tantus. You've got Omega barely scraping by and going to use these kids. Plus, she found a Zillow beast. Dumb cat. on her last excursion through the walls, she found a Zillow beast and now has come up with a plan, which we don't know. Kitty, kitty! Yeah!
Oh, gosh.
Nice. And then you've got Rampart.
he cracked me up this episode.
He got recaptured by the stormtroopers.
Mm-hmm. I laughed so much at him in this episode. Oh, gosh. What a boob. Mm-hmm. Travis!
Travis, how's it going? It is going very well. Hey. Love Echo finally getting a story in this episode. Closest other time I could think of was when they stole Dooku's treasure. And I have a feeling, being that he's with the doctor now, that he's going to, they will explore him a little bit more, hopefully, in this final episode. God, I just... Again, so much to unpack in the last, and there's one episode left. One episode, and it's like, how are they going to close all of these doors that they've opened in one episode? Unless they're going to make a surprise announcement and said, just kidding, we're going to give you one more season,
or they announce a spinoff.
Oh no, they'll probably say a new show. Yeah, like a spinoff show. Yeah.
I still hate it.
Because there has been rumors on that, so.
Rampart becomes more like.
I think I mentioned last week.
I didn't care.
I have a love-hate relationship with him.
You love to
hate
him?
I mean, this episode, I thought he was hilarious because he was such a weenie, but.
Yeah. Other times, he can just be annoying.
He really is a weenie. Don't get me started.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And he really was. It was, we're not going to climb that mountain, are we? Well, yes, that's the quickest way. Or the when they were at the monster attack.
Or with the beast. Yeah, the monster.
Shoot it! No, that's going to give away our position.
It won't matter if we're eaten.
Yes.
And when he realized they were going to rappel out of the ship...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want me to do what? While it's moving?
Yeah, just don't hit anything on your way down.
Oh, that was so great.
But they, I don't know how they thought they were going to get away with not being noticed pulling in, because very obvious, I mean, they caused the ruckus leaving, and I guess they don't realize that transmitters work. So it's like, hey, guess what? Somebody just broke into this thing in that space vehicle, that science vehicle that's coming at you. That's going to have, what you call it in it. Somebody's coming that's not supposed to be there. Just so you know.
Clone Force 99.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have a problem with filler this season. I honestly don't think there was a filler episode this season, to be honest with you, Travis, but I do think these past three episodes have all felt the same. We need to get to Tantus to get Omega and dumb kids, and Omega has a plan and the end.
Yeah, I can kind of see
that. The last two I would say were like that, definitely. And a lot of it was the and I think I mentioned this last week too, was the hold on to the edge of your seats because something bad's about to happen, and here they come, and oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, and miraculously she's sitting there on her bed. So it's just I don't know, but again, for me this season, I don't see it as, honestly, I don't have not seen a filler, I don't think, filler episode.
I think I'd agree.
It's all been one straight continuous story, which I like. I mean, that's to me, that's the way a show should be. Is we just need, unless it's a show like CSI or something like that, where it's a different story every time. And that makes sense, but
yeah.
I love their plan for stalling was I'm hungry and I have to take a dump.
Well,
yeah.
Considering they have probably been there the majority of their life, when Omega suggested that they stall, they were like, what do you mean? Yeah. You know, it's just they don't know. They've never experienced that. They've just been in that vault for eons, and you know, they don't know what that means or you know what to do to stall, so they just kind of came up with, you know, the obvious stuff,
just whatever they could think of. It's a lot like and a lot of people make the argument for why the writing was so bad in like in episode two, you know, why was not Christian Bale, Hayden Christensen, why were his lines just so terrible? I mean, they were just awful. And it's like you look at it and
I don't like sand. It's coarse and rough and irritating, and it gets everywhere.
I mean, this is but a kid. Well, this is
there's
a kid.
No lie.
Well, but then you've got to think that this is a kid that has never experienced any kind of romantic relationship at all. So he has no idea how to conduct himself.
Yeah, so he's been
better
his
than
mom.
I would.
It was his mom and Obi-Wan.
And, you know, the other kids.
I mean, he knew Padme, but he knew Padme as a 9-year-old kid, you know, and now it's like 10 years later and it's, he's like, well, I haven't seen her for 10 years and I've.
There's a meme from episode two where it's like Padme says, Anakin, don't look at me like that. And she's wearing that black dress and she's like, we can't be together. And I'm like, well, your outfit says different.
Yeah.
mixed signals. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, every time someone gets caught near a ship or a computer, things going over the manifest. You know what would have made that even better? Because he says, I'm going over the manifest, and then the droid starts, no, you're not. I know what you're doing. And then he shoots the droid. That would have made it even better if he would have said, boring conversation anyway.
I would have laughed. Grady took his hand.
Yeah. Thanks for the hand.
Good lines in this episode.
I don't hate the sand line. However, in the script and in the novel, it said out of annoyance and anger, which makes it work better. But it said romantically, it falls flat. Yes, again,
that is true.
That's George for you.
You know, because Anakin grew up on Tatooine, sand everywhere. You know,
I you know what?
He's not. He has memories of being a slave. You know,
I've tried to use that romantic line on my wife many times. I don't like sand. It's rough and coarse. It doesn't work. It doesn't work at all.
That'll be the first line I ever say. I'll walk up to her and say, I don't like sand.
I don't like sand.
Coarse.
And I can't get away with it either because I love going to the beach.
Want to go to a movie?
But if the girl knows what you're talking about, you might have a winner there.
True. You might. Yeah.
It's like the hello there.
General Kenobi. Mm-hmm.
That's right. If you go up to a girl and say hello there, and she says, General Kenobi, you've got a winner. You've got a winner. Mm-hmm. You might want to stick with her. Yeah. So, for all of you single guys out there that are watching, these are some great lines. When the girl says, I love you, and you say, I know.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. My wife got so mad when I would say that. She's like, you're supposed to say it back. And I was like, that's from Star Wars. That is saying it back. Oh, and then and a whole new meaning.
Hell breaks loose.
Rad. God, I haven't seen that movie in eons. I probably saw that movie back in the 80s when it first came out. That was probably the last time I saw it.
Never heard of it.
Oh, yeah, it was. That's probably one of those movies where I would go back and watch and go, oh, God, what were we thinking? That was horrible.
I have that when I go back and watch, like, Disney original movies that I grew up on. I'll go back and I'm like, what was I thinking? This is terrible.
Go back and watch The Highlander sometimes. Garbage. It's just like that. So anyway. It is. You must have seen it recently then. Well, there you go. I believe you. I'll take your word for it. I'm not going to go out and look for it. So I'll take your word for it. Rad is atrocious. For those of you just listening, apparently Rad is a horrible movie. It was cool back in the 80s. So we've got the Bad Batch. They all bailed out. Where's Rampart? Did he survive? Unfortunately, yes. I can hear you.
I can hear you, you know.
Hilarious.
Oh,
and of course, the stormtroopers show up. They're looking for them. They're being quiet until they get attacked by the monster. And then
dumbass goes running off screaming, drawing attention. Shoot him. We can't. We're going to give away our position.
Yeah.
He should have gone to the stormtroopers and said, they had me hostage or something.
I can see that. I really can. That, in fact, that's probably one of my favorite lines from that movie is when they're in the room with the spikes coming down and she's out in the hallway screaming. He's, shut up, Willie. God, why would you want to buy it on Steelbook? That's horrible.
I'll be right back.
No.
Gotta go make a trip to Walmart. Andrew. Be back in an hour.
Don't waste your money.
It's probably in the $5 bin, to be honest.
Oh, it might be. Still not worth it.
Free dollar? Still not worth it.
Anyway, So, where were we? We lost. Rampart runs off screaming. Rampart,
yeah.
The monster starts attacking the storm. Well, the monster attacks the Bad Batch, and then the Bad Batch is actually shooting back. I was kind of surprised about that. I don't think they were stunning this time. I think they were shooting to kill.
Yeah, I don't think it had any effect. I think this monster, and I meant to look up to see what it was, but it's probably one of Hemlock's bigger experiments. Was this
the one that we saw earlier in the season?
I don't remember.
I think the other
one was more like a wolf or something, wasn't it? This is more tiger-like.
Yeah. See, I meant to go back and look at it, and I just didn't. But I would have said bear, but okay. But anyway, we get all the... That's what they should have done, was they should have just let that thing chase them and then run straight through the stormtroopers and said, "Hi, guys, and
good luck. Have fun, guys.
Nice to meet you."
So, then Hemlock gets caught by the other stormtroopers.
Hemlock.
Hemlock does he does order the ship to be searched, which again we get one of these pompous Imperial officers. "Move, I need to empty this cargo." "No, everything's getting searched." "I don't think you know who I am."
"I was searched at the space station. Blah blah."
Hemlock's orders.
Hemlock's orders. That's right. So, but nothing really ever came of that, did it?
Well, no. Echo escaped.
Echo got off the thing.
He escaped the way he went in through the droid. Sucker upper. I don't know what that thing's called.
The droid sucker upper.
Sucker upper. It's like Bounty, the quicker picker upper.
That's right.
Yeah. It's like, well, why does that sound
familiar?
They get
sucked up in that tube thing.
Yeah. Let's see. Rampart, what do you think becomes of Rampart? Does he give in and try and join again?
Oh, I'm sure he's going
to. I think he's about to bite it. I think Hemlock's going to kill him. It would not surprise me at all.
He's going to do whatever benefits him. He even said that to Crosshair. He told him, "You know, you used to follow orders." And Crosshair said, "Well, you know, it depends on who's given the orders."
Right.
And then he says, "You're like me, loyal only to yourself." You know.
I think he's going to try and cut a deal with Hemlock, but I think Hemlock is so.
"I'll give you the Bad Batch for my life."
I think Hemlock is so evil that I would love to see a face to face between Rampart and Hemlock, where he tells him that this is the key back into the Empire, but Rampart kills him for his betrayal, helping the Batch despite the Empire. See, that's about spot on. That's about what I would think. So, in fact, it wouldn't even surprise me if at some point he called him a traitor, because I mean, you got to look at it. Rampart was a vice admiral, right? Before he.
And this then is a captain's suit.
Yeah. So he was a vice admiral. He ended up being a prisoner in a labor camp. And he got out. And what did he do when he got out? He led Clone Force 99 to the ultra super secret Tantus facility. And you think Hemlock's going to look at that and say, "Oh, well, we can get you back in the Empire." No, he's going to look at it and go, "You're a friggin' traitor," is what you are.
Treason.
Well, he would probably try to spin it and say, "Well, I was bringing them to you, you know, for testing and da 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 da. You know, they didn't know I was double crossing them." He's going to try everything he can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't.
They don't know that I know that they know that I know.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and him, you know, trying to warn Hemlock or whatever, you know, that they're there. And I mean, he already knows.
Why do you think so, I was running through the jungle screaming so that you would know where they were?
It's called strategy.
I wasn't scared of that beast.
The beast was scared of me.
Yeah. So, but I think Travis is right. I think it's going to come down to
an old West
Rampart. Ocean. Rampart betraying Clone Force 99, and then Hemlock betraying Rampart. Basically,
it don't matter. They're all going to get killed anyways, because Omega's going to let the Zillow Beast loose, and he's going to destroy everything.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a minute. So Omega, did we call the Zillow Beast being brought to this facility at some point?
I said it was a possibility it was there.
Did we? I was going to say, because it seems like we had talked about that like early in the season, like within the first episode or two.
Because we know, or we, was it in Clone Wars where we seen the Emperor trying to do testing
and
whatnot?
Because they want to test its, because the scales are, they wanted to test the scales for the armor,
Yeah, they're lightsaber proof, blaster proof. And I think we, in Clone Wars, I think we see him having the beast, Zillow Beast, transported off.
And of course, he even says something about it, I think, if I recall correctly, because I like that arc. We should do that arc, the Zillow Beast arc, especially now since we've got the Zillow Beast reintroduced. We've got the final episode, and then we've got Tales of the Empire. Maybe we should do the Zillow Beast. Mm-hmm. Weren't we going Tales through some Clone Wars?
We were at one point.
Yeah. Maybe we ought to cover that arc. Or were we still doing Rebels even?
We had started Rebels.
Oh.
Early. We were only a few episodes in.
Yeah.
I think 6 or 7.
Okay.
Yeah, but I see the Zillow Beast wrecking havoc and possibly destroying that whole facility, and maybe that's why old Palpy had to move everything to Exegol.
Now, let's. She said, so Omega sees this thing, and she says, "I've got a plan." Now, my thought is, because she saw also the laser keeping it at bay. You know, basically, it came up out of the water and it would get zapped with the laser thing and they'd go back under. So my guess would be that Omega is going to find some way to disable that laser, and it will come out and just start, like you said, wreaking havoc, and then they can make their escape that way. That being said, do you think Clone Force 99, as well as Omega, loses the fight with the Zillow Beast?
I'm sure there's going to be some collateral damage. And I think Cody and them will also somehow show up being the Calvary, because that's the name of the next episode. Calvary Arrives.
Now, that's possible. And that kind of makes sense too, because Echo's the one that gave them the ship that they flew in on. So it would make sense that there would be some sort of tracking device on that ship. On the ship that Echo brought, because he brought that from Cody and Rex and all of them. So
Maybe. Yeah, I could see a bunch of, because, you know, they were kind of building up a pretty big following, you know, with other clones. Mm-hmm. So I can see them arriving and helping out. And
maybe they arrive and Clone Force 99 survives. And then they just kind of go off and populate an uninhabited planet, and it would be the clone planet, where they can all just live in peace and quiet.
Where they all become Mandalorians.
Where Fat Mace Windu is the leader.
Fat Mace Windu. No. I don't know. I'm really, really anxious. Honestly, if this last episode's only 30 minutes, I'm going to be very disappointed because
you're gonna fly to California.
Dave Filoni,
Dave himself, you better. What the heck?
If this is only a 20 some odd minute episode, I want a director's cut. I want a director's cut of the episode.
Zack Snyder's director's cut, 2 extra hours.
Think Wolf's men are on the planet, and it's a Return of the Jedi type moment where everyone nods and retaliates all at the same time. That would be cool. I could do with that because all of his men are those commandos that are all over the place. If I'm not mistaken, correct? I think so.
Oh wait, is Wolf the one that let them go?
Mm-hmm.
Let the Bad Batch go?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of wondered if there was going to be any kind of retaliation for that, you know, like one of the other people who are, you know, good soldiers follow orders and turns them in, and now he's a prisoner being experimented on, or if he's been able to convert him over, which would be nice. Yeah, just so many loose ends to tie up
in a 30 minute episode.
20 minute episode.
24 minutes plus commercials.
Yeah.
I really hope it's like a 40, 45 minute episode at least.
At least bare minimum.
I would not be mad with more, but
I'm just worried it's going to be 24. I want 40, but I'm just worried.
As we get closer to the end, the more I realize a lot of the show's threads likely won't tie up here. That's
They want us wanting more so that when the spinoff show happens,
what's the spinoff? What are you going to spin off?
Clone Uprising?
Omega's Adventures? I don't know.
Omega and Asajj?
Yeah.
Buddy Cop Story?
Some cheesy name or something like
Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I mean, Omega and Asajj. No, I don't know. But she's going to use the kid. Omega's going to use the kids. She's crawling through the walls and somehow makes it back again.
I didn't think she was.
What, going to make it back?
Yeah, before the doctor came to her room. I didn't think she was going to crawl all the way back down.
Jar Jar going to that season 2 planet with the giant crabs and opening a red lock. That's the spinoff. I'd watch it.
Yeah.
Just because, and I'll say this.
Sid, we could have Sid with Jar Jar.
No,
God, no.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah,
Sid. Oh,
no,
yeah.
I'd rather watch Resistance. That's how bad.
I'm still waiting for the Sid cameo in the finale. She's been behind all this. That's my prediction.
I'd rather watch Indiana Jones and Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Yeah,
it's all right.
Maybe.
Bane.
I think Cad he's Bane.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
The robot.
Yeah.
Well, I seen Bane and I just immediately thought Darth Bane. I was like, what? Was he in here and I missed it?
The hell? Oh, you didn't catch an episode. You didn't catch an episode.
Isn't
seven?
He dead?
Yeah, the only problem. Well, okay, he said it wouldn't happen here. I was gonna say the only problem with that is that Bane doesn't know where Tantus is either, so because he delivers him to him off world, so
yeah, I think he just takes him to that space station, whatever they call him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's a bunch of Sid clones that they're making. That's what it is. No. Unlimited Sids.
See, Sid's right Secret. Up there with Karen.
Wow,
she's probably worse than Karen.
I don't think wow. She hasn't even been in this. She's been mentioned a few times.
Yeah,
thank and, God.
We finally and maybe, found someone worse than Karen.
Maybe a flashback at the end.
Celebrate.
Or maybe a flashback at the beginning showed her, but
no, she hasn't been in this season other than a mention. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and let's keep it that way. It's what people say. I feel like that would have happened in this episode.
What if Ventress hooks up with Cody and Rex's group, and she shows up with them, and then we have kind of an episode 2-esque Attack of the Clones, if you will, where the Jedi shows up with the clones and they take out the
Obi-Wan. We have to say Padme.
And see, there's Anakin. Another loose end. We never got an explanation for her. That's why I'm thinking that's the spinoff.
That's the spinoff is Ventress.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Because, I mean, they said that, you know, it's not going to retcon the book, but yet we got no explanation whatsoever.
Yeah.
Outside of everybody's theories that, you know, the Green River. You know,
Night Sisters.
The Night Sister ghost force, or whatever brought her back.
Force magic and whatnot.
We need a Dark Disciple adaptation.
I liked her better with hair anyways, so I wouldn't argue with a Ventress.
Either way, she's one of my favorites. I love her.
Very cool. So we've got Omega, Zillow Beast. The batch is approaching the mountain. Rampart is captured. And all of that is adding up to the wonderful final. That was what the last line of Omega's. I have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And then roll credits.
Roll call.
Yeah, I was kind of pissed when they ended it right there.
Oh, I was too. Oh, I was
like, what?
I was like, no.
I know.
No, I want more. That's why I was saying I was mad. And I mean, I'm mad now. Next week, I'll be happy when the episode actually airs. And especially then when the episode airs and I can binge watch the whole season all over again. And I don't have to wait for, I mean, short of pausing it to go to the bathroom or whatever, but
no, you have to do all 16 in one sitting.
That's only 8 hours. That's all 15. Not, it's again 7.5 hours. That's nothing.
Yeah. I'd do that on a weekend.
I've got a couple of really big Lego sets that would take me about that long. So yeah, we'll work it out. It's all good.
Really?
What? Oh, here we go. I think there may be a moment with Crosshair and Rampart where they team up to defeat Hemlock. I think there's a level of understanding with them both being betrayed. Maybe, but I don't know.
Just the gist.
The interaction between Hemlock and Crosshair, or not Hemlock, Rampart and Crosshair in this episode. I look at Rampart thinking, I'm going to do anything. You're like me and you're going to do anything for me. I'm looking out for me. And I think Crosshair has evolved past that to where he's more of a, You know, he even said it, Omega got me out of here and I owe her one. So he's thinking more of other people than just himself. So now if there's a part, plus he's the one that was always saying something snide about Rampart. You know,
maybe they just decide for the greater good or something.
I think what you're going to have is Crosshair's going to have a long shot where he can get Rampart and his hand isn't going to be twitching and he'll be able to take it and be like, oh, I got it. And right as he does,
roll credits.
Hemlock steps in front of him and he's like, oh, two for one. That would be cool. I'd buy that.
A lot of speculation for this episode.
Yeah. They needed more episodes. I mean, I'm sure that they knew what they were doing, but as it stands right now, it's like you needed more episodes, you needed more time to tell your story. But I don't know, we'll see. We shall see. Did we miss anything on this one, Debbie?
No, I do not think so.
No?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Other than leaving on a cliffhanger, which we will be here next week to talk about. It's going to be amazing. Shameless plugs. What do we got?
Let's see. Saturday, Geek Gauntlet. Monday, we'll be back with episode 7 of X-Men. 97.
Not watched it yet. Have not.
I haven't either.
Oh, good.
I know something you don't.
Oh boy. And then Tuesday, the Sith Dominion. Wednesday, yesterday, new episodes of War of the Stars dropped. Man, I have a hard time with that title. I always want to say War of the Worlds. Mm-hmm. They just dropped a episode yesterday. And then we'll be back Thursday
for the season finale.
And
in fact, Thursday, next Thursday when we're back, I believe that's May the 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
So next Saturday, a week from this coming Saturday, is, of course, Star Wars Day, which is going to be awesome. We have
Tales of the Sith.
We'll get Tales of the Empire. Tales of the Empire.
Sorry. Wishful thinking.
Get it right.
We get Tales of the Empire. It's free.
It's been a long week, Andrew. Give me a break. Plus, I'm old. Come on.
You know what? I'm all for it too. I could do with a 90-minute movie.
But see, I need to know ahead of time so I can get up super early.
1 a.m.
Either that or I'm forced to watch it on my phone at work.
Oh gosh.
You can wait till you get home.
No.
Yeah.
Because I'm on the tickety talk and Facebook and people spoil things and then I'm mad that I know things that I shouldn't know until I watch the show.
I know things because I watch TikTok.
People spoil a lot on TikTok.
I know.
There is no 72-hour ban there. Nope.
But
you could be halfway through the episode and someone is already spoiling it.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
The episode just dropped. How do you know?
Yeah. May the 4th. We also have, they're releasing all 9 movies back to the theaters, right? Am I correct in thinking that? Or is it just the original and prequels?
No, I think it's all of them.
Is it all of them? 9,
yeah.
Ooh.
I'm hoping to, my theater is doing The Phantom Menace. So I'm hoping to see that.
I don't know.
My theater's not doing the whole marathon, but they are doing the Phantom Menace.
I would love to see the marathon. With a 5-year-old, I don't think I could pull it off. I would love to watch the marathon. I've done it
20 hours, I think.
Oh, yeah,
something like that.
I would like to, because our theater here is very small and it's not a name brand theater. It's not like AMC or Regal or
same here, yeah.
Right.
Whatever else is out there.
Cinemark.
So they never have the promotional stuff, like, you know, the cool buckets and that. And my youngest son who lives with me.
The Dune bucket?
Oh, hell no. I didn't even go to the movie. I just waited for it to drop on HBO. But the Phantom Menace Coke or the, you know, their cups. Mm-hmm. They are so cool looking. And I told Andy, I was like, we may have to drive to a bigger city, which is probably about a half hour, maybe, from us.
I have to drive a half hour to get to a bigger
crowd. That means a bigger crowd. And, you know, I don't like people.
The closest city to me is 30 minutes away. That's a normal trip.
Well, the closest big theater to me is like 5 minutes. So I live in a larger town. So
see, I like going to my small town theater on a Saturday morning, and it's usually me and maybe three other people. I love it.
Really?
What?
I pride myself on the fact that I have seen every Star Wars movie, if not opening day, at least opening weekend.
I gotta say, I didn't see it in theaters.
I've never seen a Star Wars movie in the theater.
What? Not even the new one?
The hell's wrong with you?
I wasn't a Star Wars fan.
What's wrong with your parents? I mean, that's bad parenting right there.
Mrs. Andrews, you getting him to the movies to go see the
Yes, call your mother in and we are going to give her what for.
I think she's already asleep, actually.
Yeah, I believe it. It's after 9. Old people go to sleep after 9 o'clock.
Now, come on. She's younger, a lot younger than me.
Maybe, I don't know.
She is. How old are you?
18.
Yeah.
Are you
She's
youngest?
A lot younger than me.
I'm the oldest.
You're the oldest? Yeah, I've got...
I'm the oldest, yeah.
I got kids older than you are.
She's probably, what, in her 40s, early 40s?
Mm-hmm.
See?
She's be 44 this year, yeah.
Yeah, see? Dude. I'm 60, so...
Hey, my dad is 52 this year, so that's not too far.
Anyway.
But we joke, but yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. All that aside. So we've got all of our cool stuff. Check out us. I'm going to plug this again. Fan Expo Dallas, June 7th, 8th, and 9th. Here in downtown Dallas, it's going to be amazing. There's going to be a ton of people there. I'm sorry, Debbie. I will be doing live broadcasts from the thing that will go directly to Facebook. So keep your eyes open for those. I'm sure we will have TikToks go up about it as well. So in other words, follow us on all the socials. Also, don't forget to follow us on YouTube and all that other kind of fun stuff. Hit the like and subscribe button. Don't forget to hit that bell for notifications. You know what? I should do the live streams here and I can go across all platforms. That would be awesome.
Could I plug something real quick before?
Yeah, go for it. Oh, yeah. Go for it.
No.
This coming Monday, the 29th, on the Red 5 Network YouTube channel, we will be doing our review of The Martian.
There you go.
It'll be 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, so 8 o'clock Eastern. So I'm going to have two shows to do on Monday.
I was going to say, that's on a Monday.
Yeah, so end that. Yeah.
How long does that show last?
Probably an hour. I mean, I might have to leave before it ends to hop on here. We'll see. That's what I did for Dark Force Rising. It was on a Monday. I had three things we did that night because then we recorded the X-Men trailer reaction afterwards. That was a long Monday.
Yeah.
But anyway, looking forward to that.
You're young. You can handle it.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say.
You can. I don't know about that.
Nothing. <Yeah. laughs> Anyway. All right. So don't forget to follow us on all the socials. Come see us when we do our live stuff at Fan Expo. Check out Red 5 Network, where Andrew will be on Monday. Check out everything else. Hit the like and subscribe. Don't forget to hit the bell for notifications so that you know when we do go live. We will see all of you next week. And may the force be with you all.
I don't like sand. It's coarse and rough and irritating. And it gets everywhere.
Pocket sand! No! Yeah!